It created an unfortunate team record. In 63 previous years, the Broncos had never started a season with back-to-back losses at home. Denver's first couple scores showed off some future talent, though, with rookie running back Jaleel McLaughlin scoring his first NFL touchdown on the team's opening drive, and a short time later, first-year receiver Marvin Mims Jr. caught a long Russell Wilson touchdown pass, ending up with 168 all-purpose yards for the game. That early lead looked good to coach Sean Payton for a while.
I was encouraged with those early starts. The first three possessions we scored, but we let them back in. In this game, the leads can evaporate quickly, and this one did.
The Commanders came storming back to score 32 of the game's next 35 points. Then Wilson completed a Hail Mary pass to Brandon Johnson for a touchdown as time ran out to bring Denver within two, but the conversion pass that would have sent the game to overtime was knocked away from receiver Cortland Sutton. Next weekend, the winless Broncos hit the road to Miami. I'm Jim Williams.